100 years ago, yesterday, Queensland became the first jurisdiction in the British Empire to abolish the death penalty, decades before any other Australian state. The anniversary will be marked today with much fanfare at Queensland's Parliament House. But last week's execution of five people, four democracy activists in Myanmar and a convicted murderer in Japan, is a reminder that capital punishment is still in widespread use around the globe. Barrister Stephen Keim is the chair of the Capital Punishment Justice Project, which was formerly known as Reprieve Australia. He joins us now from our Brisbane studio. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Norman.
So how did it come to be that Queensland was the most progressive when it came to abolishing the death penalty?
Well, I think Queenslanders have to keep in mind our whole history, not just the part from the 70s and 80s that told us how unprogressive we were. But I think the answer to your question is TJ Ryan, who was the Premier, and he was part of a move. Although abolition was part of the policy of the Labor Party from the 1890s, but TJ Ryan was a big mover when he was Premier. Just before he was to transfer to the federal parliament, he died of the Spanish flu, the 1919 flu. And Red Ted Theodore, was the premier at that time. It was also part of the movement to get rid of the Legislative Council, because that was blocking a lot of actions that the elected government wanted to take. And so 1922 was the year in which they got rid of the Legislative Council, and then that made it possible to abolish capital punishment. The Attorney General was John Mullen, and some of his descendants will be at the events today, which is really nice. John Mullen was an Attorney General who was in the habit of saying, "I've never been an attorney and I've never been a general." So that's partially your explanation, that Labor politics in Queensland in the first quarter of the century was much more progressive than we associate Queensland with from the latter half of the 20th century.
It was only in 1983 that WA, the last state to act, abolished capital punishment. What would stop any state or territory reintroducing it?
There actually is a Commonwealth law which was passed by the Rudd government in 2010 using the external affairs power. Because Australia is a party to the second protocol to the International Convention on Civil and Political Rights, which for parties who join it, prevent them from ever reintroducing it. So the government in 2010 passed a law preventing states and territories from reintroducing the capital punishment as a penalty. But I must say that the support for abolition and in opposition to the death penalty is very strong and very bipartisan in the federal parliament. And we'll have Senator Dean Smith, the Liberal Senator from Western Australia, and Graham Perrett, a member of the House of Representatives from Brisbane, who are likely to be the co-chairs of the Parliamentarians Committee. They'll be speaking today about what parliamentarians can do to oppose capital punishment around the world.
I mean, given that news from Japan and Myanmar last week, what ground is being made, if any, in removing capital punishment around the world?
I think the answer, and you can add to that too, there's a real killing fields going on in Singapore at the moment. They've executed at least six people this year, but that could well be doubled in the next month or two, or maybe even trebled. So it is a real issue. I think that the story has two different aspects to it. On the one hand, countries are becoming abolitionist, and countries are imposing moratoria, and countries like Malaysia are moving in the right direction by getting rid of mandatory death penalties and replacing them with the judge having a discretion whether to impose it or not. And in fact, the number of countries in the world that are retentionist, when you think that you've got only you've got over 200 countries in the world, there's only 53 who retain the death penalty. There's 108 who have abolished it, and 54 who have long-term moratoria in place.
What's
but on the other
in
hand, if you
Sorry,
if you look at if you look at Japan and China and India and Pakistan and Iran and Iraq and Egypt. And Saudi Arabia, of course, what you have is much more than half of the world's population still subject to the death penalty. And in terms of the way in which it affects Australians, you have all of those countries to which people travel to regularly. And so Australians themselves are at risk of the death penalty, as the terrible events in 2015 in Indonesia reminded us. So on the one hand, there is a strong movement towards abolition, but on the other hand, there's still a lot to be done. And what CPJP does is support, among the many things it does, is to support the movement for abolition, but also to support human rights defenders who are opposing capital punishment in those countries which are still exercising it. So there are things that Australians can do to support the movement towards abolition.
And just briefly, Barry Jones, former Federal Minister Barry Jones, is involved in the launch of this book today. People probably forget that Barry had a significant influence on the campaign against capital punishment.
Yeah, Barry is, well, he's officially a national treasure, and part of his work in opposing the death penalty goes to that national treasureness that has been recognised in him. He was a very strong opponent of the execution of Ronald Ryan in 1967. He was secretary of the committee against that execution. He then became a member of the Victorian Parliament, and he was the key person in having capital punishment abolished in 1975. And one of the things that have been added to his 1968 book in this new edition is his speech in the Victorian Parliament. So he has been crucial. We've also got Michael Kirby, who's also a long-term abolitionist. Michael Kirby, formerly of the High Court, he'll be delivering the keynote address.
Well, good
Barry
luck.
Barry unfortunately got diagnosed positive last Friday, he'll be coming in by Zoom. But I'm told that he's well enough to come in by Zoom. We'll also have a name familiar to ABC listeners. Kerry O'Brien will be doing the launch with Barry and with Julian McMahon, who acted for Chan and Sukumaran. So across the day and into the evening, I think we've got some very interesting events on.
So good luck with we have to go, Stephen, but good luck with it. Thank you very much for joining us. Barrister Stephen Keim, who's chair of the Capital Punishment Justice Project.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.